app, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The suspect in the shooting death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk will make his first court appearance Tuesday to be arraigned on charges.
CBS News has learned from a spokesperson for the online Discord platform that law enforcement has been given copies of chat messages that appear to show the suspect in Charlie Kirk's death confessing to the killing about 2 hours before being taken into custody. The messages were first reported by the Washington Post. Utah's governor says the 22-year-old suspect is not cooperating with the investigation. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
President Trump's FBI director, Kash Patel, is set to appear before lawmakers. CBS's Torian Small reports.
His response to the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk faced intense scrutiny online, including when he prematurely posted major developments. The FBI's handling of its investigation into convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein also drew bipartisan backlash for the Trump loyalists.
The Federal Reserve will begin a two-day policy meeting Tuesday. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
It is widely expected that the Fed will lower interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point. Economists and analysts say that it is more likely that the Fed sees the risk of the job market deteriorating as a greater threat to the overall health of the economy than tariff-induced inflation.
A swing and a miss for the White House after an appeals court ruled that Lisa Cook can remain a Federal Reserve governor. This rebuffs President Trump's effort to remove her just ahead of a key vote on interest rates. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The trial court in this case paused the firing, finding that that for-cause requirement may only apply to activities that people undertake while on the job.
Israel's defense minister says Gaza is burning after heavy strikes overnight across Gaza City. BBC News' Daniel Yawakaza has the story.
Israel has stepped up its bombardment of Gaza City. The intensification came ahead of a long-threatened full-scale ground invasion of the city, which is home to hundreds of thousands of people. Many have already fled.
CBS News has learned that tech company Oracle is one of several firms that would enable TikTok to continue operations in the U.S. if a deal between the U.S. and China is finalized. The precise structure of the final deal was unclear, but could include multiple companies, including TikTok's parent company, ByteDance. President Trump and Chinese President Xi are expected to talk on Friday. The deadline, September 17th. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Another Brewer injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers clinched a playoff spot over the weekend, but lost to the Cards yesterday 3-2. Pitcher Jose Quintana giving up three runs in the second. Pat Murphy says Quintana was dealing with an injury.
Jose leaving with a calf injury is, you know, that's alarming with how injured we already are in the bullpen and on the mound.
The Brewers have the night off before playing the Angels tomorrow night. A report says the Brewers could be playing the Braves in the Little League Classic in Pennsylvania next year in August. MLB says an announcement coming soon. NFL. After having the weekend off, the Packers head to Cleveland this week to play the Browns. College football. Badgers to host the Maryland Terrapins on Saturday. They lost in Alabama 38-14.
We knew we had to come out here in the first half in particular and play solid, play poised, play confident. That's exactly opposite of what we did.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap, home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover showers and rumbles of thunder quickly going by the wayside in the overnight, a partly to mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s. On Tuesday, we'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies with afternoon highs in the mid-80s. Right now, it's 67.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. We discuss his newly announced bid for governor 2026. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Monday, September 15th, 2025. Welcome into hour number two of the program here from the world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison on State Street. Zommers, not a cloud in the sky. A beautiful fall day.
Very blue out there.
I know. It is very blue. It's fantastic. Looking forward to that. Many thanks to Dale Schultz for being in the program in hour number one. Talking about civil discourse. Always a good thing. And looking forward to more of that coming up here in hour number two. Coming up later this hour, what's worse for you, dentist or doctor? We'll talk about that. The lesser issues, the lesser serious issues here coming up on hour two. Going to be talking with State Senator Kel DeRoyce in just a couple of minutes here. But before that, because I'm wearing my October baseball in Milwaukee, understand. Brewers clinching a spot in the playoffs, not the Central yet. And but on the week on Saturday, Andrew Monasterio, Mona, better known as Mona, and he had a walk-off hit in 10 innings. Brewers were behind 6-1 and came back, tied it up, went to 10 innings. It was on Fox Sports national program. Here is how they called it on Saturday in Milwaukee. We're waiting. There we go.
Monasterio off the middle. Base hits. Here comes Durbin around third. The throw. Not in time, and the Brewers, on a day where they clinch, can celebrate properly. From down 6-1, 3 in the 9th to tie, 2 in the 10th to win it.
What an at bat by Andrew Monasterio. What an at bat. Fouling off pitch after pitch. Finally gets a pitch he can do some with. Rips it in.
How about that? What a great... And Frelick was there because Durbin came across the plate to score the winning run. Frelick mobs Durbin. They go over. They mob Mona. It was just a great time had by all. Really great post-game celebration in the locker room. Kristen Yelich had what I thought was a fantastic tempered speech. And we're going to play that a little bit later on in the show. So stay tuned for that. But right now, I want to turn our attention to matters here in that we rarely have a two-shot. We have a two-shot today for those watching on the stream. Our guest here in person, she's been on this program before, and we really appreciate her stopping by today. It's an exciting day for her. She is currently the state senator for the 26th Senate District here in Dane County, representing parts of Madison and Middleton. But today, after much anticipation, and not necessarily a surprise, at least to this anchor, she announced her run for Wisconsin governor on the Democratic side. Joining us in studio, none other than State Senator Kelda Royce. Senator, welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you, Todd. So happy to be here with you today.
Well, I appreciate you coming by and doing this in person. I know you got an enormously long day today. I want to start this out, if you want to, with other candidates. I want to play like about the first minute of your announcement today, okay, so people can hear this. We'll come back and discuss it. So we're playing about the first minute for all the candidates. Here is Senator Royce's announcement for governor this morning.
Wisconsin, we are in the fight of our lives, for our democracy and our kids' future. But I've been in this fight before. When Scott Walker attacked Wisconsin workers, I was there. Now, as extremists attack our freedoms while families struggle to get by, we're fighting back together.
We never contemplated having such a lawless person at the helm of our country.
I'm Kelda Royce, and for 25 years, I've been fighting for Wisconsin alongside you and delivering. In the Assembly, I helped 80,000 Wisconsinites finally get affordable health care. In the Senate, I worked with nurses to pass a bipartisan law repealing outdated regulations and expanding healthcare options for rural communities.
As a woman, I know what it's like to experience a physical examination, to go to a gynecologist's office. I know what that's like. And if you guys want to regulate this in this body, then you can stand here and listen to me speak about it.
I've been protecting our freedoms when others didn't even see the threat coming. That's leadership. See the problem, build the coalition, deliver results. I've done it while raising five kids and running a small business. Because when something matters, we find a way. Now, with everything on the line, Wisconsin needs a governor who's been training for this moment her whole career and who knows how to deliver.
That is State Senator Kelda Royce and part of her video announcement this morning. A great tease there. If you want to learn more, see the whole thing, go to Kelda4Gov. That's Kelda, K-E-L-D-A, 4, spelled out F-O-R, gov, G-O-V, .com, Kelda4Gov.com. Senator Royce, why are you running for governor?
Todd, it's very simple. We need two things from our next governor. This is a challenging moment for Wisconsin, and we absolutely need someone who is going to stand up to the way that the Republican regime in Washington is harming Wisconsin families, and we have to protect Wisconsin families from the worst brunt of that chaos and corruption and the high costs that they're causing. But at the same time, it's a moment of real opportunity in our state, and we need a governor who knows how to deliver, whether the legislature is Democratic, Republican, or split. And I have done that throughout my career for more than 20 years on the issues that matter most to Wisconsinites.
What do you see as you travel around Wisconsin? You've talked about it on this program. What are you hearing? What do you see as the top couple of issues facing Wisconsinites in this run for governor?
Definitely the high costs on the things that matter most to people: healthcare, housing, prescription drugs, utilities, childcare. Trump ran promising to lower those costs, and everything that he's done is making it higher and harder for Wisconsinites. So we need our governor to prioritize increasing people's wages and reducing the costs on those big ticket items. Healthcare is right up there, as it always is, and public education, which we know has been underfunded for decades in our state, and our schools really can't do it anymore. We have to take some of the burden off our property taxpayers and help make sure that teachers and kids are prepared to succeed in the classroom.
Hate to ask this question, going to do it because we've talked about it on this show, and it's unfortunately pertinent once again. You've been on here before. We had political violence in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. You said it gave you pause thinking of your own safety, that of your family. We heard from my former boss, State Senator Dale Schultz, and said he thinks one of the reasons that elected officials are so scared is that they're not getting out and meeting their constituents and enough. You're someone who has been out there. Did your family's safety in light of what's happened recently play into your decision? And how do you feel about that today?
Certainly it is something that is on my mind, and it has been on my mind for over 20 years, because I had just taken the helm at NARAL Pro-Choice Wisconsin when I got my first death threat. I think I was 24 years old. And it really underscored for me the fact that some people are really willing to commit violence to show you how much they disagree with you. And it is something that has become more and more prevalent in recent years. But I think I cannot stop speaking out on the things that matter. And I think all of us as Americans have a responsibility to say, listen, we get to disagree in this country. That is okay. But we do not get to use violence to solve our disputes. And when you look at the rhetoric and the actions of this president, he's essentially giving a permission slip to his constituents to attack people with whom they disagree. He pardoned the January 6th rioters. He pardoned people who are serving time in prison for attacking reproductive health clinics, right? I don't know what that is, if not a permission slip to violent actors.
Admire you and anyone else who gets into elected office today. Thank you for doing that and keeping the civil discourse going. Crowded field. David Crowley was on this program last week. Mayor Cavalier Johnson in Milwaukee has endorsed him. You've got yourself out there now. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is out there. That's just on the Democratic side. How do you differentiate in this primary that's getting more and more crowded and win this primary before going to the general?
Well, I think it's really important to show that I can appeal to Wisconsinites in every corner of the state. And I have spent my whole career, not just my time in the Senate and on the Finance Committee, really deeply listening to people in every part of Wisconsin, traveling to the state, meeting with them face to face in small groups and in large, and hearing their concerns and then taking them back and turning them into real policy and getting it done. And often it takes years to do that, right? Building that coalition, especially across partisan lines. But that's my specialty. And that's what we need in our next governor, somebody who has that track record of getting things done.
You've run for governor once before in 2018. I have my own feelings, but I want you to tell your own words. What's different about this run for governor versus your run in 2018?
Well, I think the world is totally different than it was in 2018. I mean, obviously, in that race, if you want to sort of get into the horse race aspect, Governor Evers had a huge head start, and deservedly so, because he was a very popular three-time statewide elected official as state superintendent. And at that time, I had been out of politics for 6 years. I had been in the assembly for two terms, but then was running my small business and having my kids. And yet still I was able to build a really, I think, exciting movement around the state, finished in the top tier, and kind of built that out of nothing. Now I have an incredible infrastructure of support all over the state.
I've told you this off the air as well. I think you've grown as a candidate, grown as a legislator, and the fact that you have been one of those people that's out there listening to people, I think it makes you a stronger candidate this time around. But I want to give you time on this because this is your time announcing to run for governor, State Senator Kelda Royce, joining us here live in the studio. What have I not asked you? As you hit the road, what are you going to get the message from Superior to Green Bay to Richland Center to Milwaukee to Madison to Monroe? What are you telling people?
I think people out there are feeling really frustrated and in some sense hopeless, right? Powerless, because we see things happening in our country that we never wanted to see. And it's scary and it can be exhausting. And sometimes you just want to turn off the news and look away. I get that. But what I am hearing from people is they want something more and they know that we can recapture some of that progressive, innovative spirit that helped make Wisconsin such a great place to live for our parents' generation. They want that, and we can build that here. No matter who you are or where you're from, as your governor, I am going to help you and your family thrive.
As you look, and I want to be respectful of the time, a couple of minutes left here before I got to let you go, but healthcare in particular, you've worked with women's healthcare, reproductive rights, and we look up at the Chippewa Valley in terms of hospitals shutting down there. Mm-hmm. We see less access, potentially what's happening in Washington. What specifically, if you were governor, if you were sitting in that chair, what would you do for Wisconsinites to help on healthcare?
Well, number one, I would make sure that those who are suffering the effects of those hospital closures actually get the funds that they need. We have got to support our rural providers, critical access providers, and those in urban and underserved communities, right? That's one thing we have in common. But we also have to make many more investments in mental health care and behavioral health because we've got to stop the opioid epidemic, and that's the best way to help people thrive. You know, it's going to be a tough couple of years for Wisconsinites as hundreds of thousands lose their health care coverage thanks to the Republicans' bill. And we need a governor who's going to prioritize that.
Do you have your time in the legislature now? Is there a way, if you were governor, Kelda Royce, that you can reach across? I know you want Democratic majorities in the legislature, but let's say at least one house is still Republican. Can it still be done?
Absolutely. And, you know, my career shows that, Todd, because most of the accomplishments I've had have been done, well, either there's total Republican control of the legislature or one house has been Republican. And even though I'm a Democrat, I have always worked across the aisle to build Republican support for my policies and to compromise where it's needed, because that's the state we live in, and that's what our constituents expect and deserve.
Kelda Royce, State Senator Kelda Royce, I cannot thank you enough for coming by this program. It means the world. You have an open mic here anytime. exciting race. Safe travels out there. We look forward to talking to you soon.
Great to see you again.
My pleasure. You can find more at kelda4gov.com, right? kelda4gov.com. Come on back with more after this. You're listening to the Civic Media's Todd Alball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Alball Show.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arena Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
The Todd Alball Show.
Talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this nonstop overwhelming news. Tom, thanks for calling. What's up?
Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely, but bring this back to mental health and suddenly we feel able to pound through this without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book.
The Todd Alball Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Alball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Alball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Well, how about that? On Monday, September 15th, 2025. Many thanks to my former boss, State Senator Dale Schultz, hour number one, but for current State Senator Kelda Royce, Democrat, stopping by the studio in her announcement today that she is running for governor of the state of Wisconsin. Appreciate her time. Appreciate your staff's time. It takes time when you do these things. I know I've been on that side of it to coordinate everything, and it's not a small thing to get around to media. So I really appreciate them taking this time. I think the Democrats have a lot of good candidates coming out here now. I think there's a lot of great choices. I like Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. I think she has a lot of unique from her background to being a statewide elected official to her common sense approach. I like that. I think David Crowley, being a county executive of Milwaukee County, the state's largest municipality, getting the endorsement from Mayor Cavalier Johnson and his experience, and he spent time in the legislature. I think that's great. I think that State Senator Kelda Royce, having done this once before, running for governor. And I really do think that she has grown as a legislator in her time in office. She's held true to her beliefs, but she's done a great job of maturing in a way where she listened to the other voices and remains curious and has traveled the state. She's come out to where I was from originally, Southwest Wisconsin, talking about two-year colleges out there. So I think the Democrats have some great choices, maybe more to come, although I like this field. I kind of like the field where it's at. I'm fearful if it gets too depleted in terms of, or too diluted with too many candidates, that's just going to split up the vote. I don't know.
But yeah, I haven't got a
horse in the race. I'm not choosing sides in the Democratic primary. I wish them all well. And but many thanks to State Senator Kelda Royce for coming on. Again, Kelda4gov.com is where you can watch that entire announcement and have more information there. All right, 25 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize, money involved. It is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 Pacific Media News Talk sports stations across the state of Wisconsin. Here we go. It's that time. A lot of people, I had my annual physical a couple, 3 weeks ago. Kind of the sports physicals for high school kids is over. Well, unless I guess you got kids going into winter sports, that's still to come. Also, the time of year, maybe when you're got to get some dental work done. So, as we say, Mike Lucas says, timely, timely indeed. The category today, what's worse, dentist or doctor? Dentist or doctor? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, dentist or doctor? Also, can text us on the Civic Media app. Simply go to your app store, your Apple or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. Cute little M logo. CM logo. You click on that. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. What's worse, dentist or doctor? By the way, Zomers, did you watch any of the Emmy Awards last night?
I did not.
We'll talk more about that maybe an hour, in the second half hour here. I watched most of the Emmys last night. Nate Bargatze was the host, and he's mixed reviews at best.
Really?
I'll talk a little bit more about this later. It was kind of a interesting shtick to start the show off, but it kind of didn't go real well, I don't think. It was. I'll tell you, the brief part of it was because a lot of these people, they go too long on their acceptance speeches, and so he tried to shorten them to 45 seconds. And so Bargatze starts off by saying, hey, I've got a couple of kids here from the Boys and Girls Club. Great organization, by the way. I'm donating $100,000 to the Boys and Girls Club of America. But for every second that a celebrity goes over your 45 minutes or 45 second acceptance speech, I'm going to deduct $1,000.
That's pretty funny.
It was funny at first, but he didn't let up. And then, people worked all their lives when they're up there, and while they're giving their acceptance speech, on some of them, they put a tally clock up on the screen saying how much money was being taken away.
Ooh.
It kind of got old after a short time. So we'll talk more about that later. What's worse, dentists or doctors? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. And by the way, we're not calling out like the specific people. I love all dentists and doctors. Anybody in healthcare is a hero to me. But the experience going to the dentist, going to the doctor. Charles in Milwaukee, listening to on WAUK, says they both are horrible because they take all your money. Well, that's true, Charles, right? I mean, it's not necessarily the doctor or the dentist.
I blame America.
Fault, right. I mean, that's a large kettle of fish, as they say, right? Why things are so expensive. But yes, if you're paying for it out of your own pocket or you don't have great health insurance, well, yeah. PJ, watch on YouTube, says, I will say the dentist, going to the dentist is worse because it's more expensive. Is it? I mean, I think it depends. Like if you're going to get a root canal and a crown versus getting your teeth cleaned.
That also surprises me. I guess it depends what health conditions people have.
I mean, I've told this story before. I had to go in. This is several years. I mean, this is like what? Let me think now. This is probably like circa 2021. I had to go in and just for get medication, I go into the doctor to get it. Doctor never touched me. $400 some just to go in for 10 minutes because I didn't have insurance at the time. All right, come on back. What's worse, going to the dentist or going to the doctor? 855-752-4842. We'll wrap that up and more on the other side. Farm News is next with Pam Yonke on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
CBS News Brief, Israel's defense minister says Gaza is burning after a blistering attack overnight. Before leaving Tel Aviv, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said time is running out for a ceasefire.
We think we have a very short window of time in which a deal could happen. We don't have months anymore, and we probably have days and maybe a few weeks, so it's a key moment.
The suspect accused of killing Charlie Kirk is expected to make his first court appearance on Tuesday. CBS's Anna Schechter says prosecutors will show no mercy.
He could be facing life in prison or the death penalty. The governor of the state of Utah has indicated that he's directing his team to seek the death penalty.
Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook will get to vote on interest rates this week. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson says an appeals court sided with her.
The mortgage fraud allegations precede Lisa Cook's time on the job. In addition, Lisa Cook has argued that she was denied her due process.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cooper Lawrence.
Another Brewer injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers clinched a playoff spot over the weekend, but lost to the Cards yesterday 3-2. Pitcher Jose Quintana giving up three runs in the second. Pat Murphy says Quintana was dealing with an injury.
Jose leaving with a calf injury is, you know, that's alarming with how injured we already are in the bullpen and on the mound.
The Brewers have the night off before playing the Angels tomorrow night. A report says the Brewers could be playing the Braves in the Little League Classic in Pennsylvania next year in August. MLB says an announcement coming soon. NFL. After having the weekend off, the Packers head to Cleveland this week to play the Browns. College football. Badgers to host the Maryland Terrapins on Saturday. They lost in Alabama 38-14.
We knew we had to come out here in the first half in particular and play solid, play poised, play confident. It's exactly opposite of what we did.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If this past weekend box office earnings are any indication, anime has completely arrived. Demon Slayer Infinity Castle found itself at the top of the box office with a $70 million opening weekend. Its opening day take of $33 million was the highest opening ever for an anime film. Last week's number one film, The Conjuring Last Rites, held off three challengers for the number two spot and a take of $26 million. The three new releases include Downton Abbey, which brought in $18 million big ones in its first week of release to finish at number three. The Stephen King-inspired The Long Walk pulled in $11.5 million over the weekend. The film is based on King's first novel of the same title. And in fifth place was sort of a new release, or more accurately, a new re-release, as Toy Story brought in over $3 million on over 200 screens, giving it a massive haul of $195 million dating back about 30 years. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 93.5 The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover showers and rumbles of thunder quickly going by the wayside in the overnight, a partly to mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s. On Tuesday, we'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies with afternoon highs in the mid-80s. It's 66 at our studios.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a Fox host has to apologize after saying the homeless should be involuntarily executed. We'll talk about that with Todd Alba. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 35 past the hour of 3 o'clock on Monday, September 15th. Glad to have you along. Zommer's on the board, right in the middle of today's What's Worse. We'll talk Emmys before we get out of here. Also, have a great cut from Christian Yelich, basically the leader of the Milwaukee Brewers as they clinched a playoff spot this weekend, gave a great speech. Going to let you hear that, courtesy of Mike Clemens here coming up. And also a little bit of a 10-year-old who puts things in perspective, and we'll hear from Stephen Colbert before we get out of here. But right now, dentist, going to the dentist or going to the doctor, what's worse? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Also text us on the Civic Media app. Paul in Spooner, listening on WBZH, says, I have been taken from my dentist's office and my doctor's office, each by ambulance. Fainting and seizures is my specialty. I hate going to both of them.
Wow. I would too if I had gone through that.
Wow, that's I've heard of that before. You know, going to the dentist, and it's not the dentist's fault. It's just, you know, you have a condition where you might get a lot of anxiety or
epilepsy, and you got the light shining right in your eyes.
Adverse medication, but yeah, that's heart goes out to you, Paul. That's a tough one there. Also, shout out by the way to Dave in New Berlin for listening in via the stream. He helped us out. Zommer's always great saying there's a lot of doctor songs. I said, what's that one? This doctor, doctor, da 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 da. And Robert Palmer's the artist. Dave in New Berlin gave us that one. So thank you very much, Dave, for playing today's edition of Music Trivia on the stream on the Todd Hoffman Show. Megan in Sun Prairie listening on WMDX says the doctor is typically worse. I have had doctors that don't seem to be paying full attention and just want to usher in the next patient. My questions don't always get answered. Never had a dentist do that to me. Megan, now this is a great point. And I'm not, no paid endorsements here. But my doctor at University of Health in Madison now, Dr. Dombach, great guy. And really, I talked about this a couple, 3 weeks ago after I had my physical, my annual physical. Listens to you. Doesn't rush you out. And he said that he consciously has changed how he practices medicine to do a better job at that. So really appreciate anybody, but particularly those in healthcare that say, wait, I got to do a better job with my patients.
Yeah, being aware of a systematic issue and working to fix it, can't ask for more than that.
Oh, absolutely. And we've talked before about my great dentist at First Choice Dental, Dr. Rob. So he's fantastic as well. Henry, listening in on Madison on WMDX, says, going to the dentist is worse. My last visit, I was told I needed a crown, but first I needed a root canal. $4,000. Thank you, sir. May I have another? It adds up. I mean, we're fortunate to have kind of basic dental service here and very thankful for that. But I've been in the position, like I said before, where I didn't have dental insurance and really didn't have health insurance.
Or certain things dental insurance won't cover.
Right.
Like some of my friends have gotten Invisalign, you know, instead of getting braces as an adult. Mm-hmm. Because the dentist looked at it and they're like, okay, your teeth are fine now, but it's not going so well. In the future, this will cost you a lot of money and cause you a lot more problems.
Yeah.
But it's not strictly necessary, so his insurance won't pay for it. Wow. So he's pretty much out of pocket for Invisalign. It's really expensive. And he's like, well, it's going to be more painful and cost more if I don't do it in the future.
Eats up a lot of your monthly budget, certainly. Allie, listening in Madison, WMDX, says, going to the dentist is worse unless you're going in, unless you're going in for a colonoscopy. And then she says that. Now, timely indeed are the responses. PJ, watching on YouTube, first one, he said, you know, last time I went to the dentist, I spent over $8,000 on my teeth just to get my teeth restored. And he follows it up with saying a colonoscopy isn't that bad. I had mine done last year. And I think that's a great reminder in all seriousness. Look, if you have a history of colon cancer or things like that in your family, got to have that done. My doctor is having me do the old Cologuard, poop in a bag and send it in type of thing.
But you know what?
But you got to find out.
Less uncomfortable for sure.
Now, you're saying, you don't hear this very often. You said over the break, you want a colonoscopy?
Yeah, I've kind of wanted one for years. I know that's not something.
I'm not laughing at you. It's
I know, it's very funny. You don't hear
that very often.
Exactly. But it's because my digestive system is very messed up. I just want, instead of all the guesswork that happens, like when you're a young person with digestive issues and you go into the GI doctor, they're like, oh, you tried this? We'll try this. We'll try that. We'll try this. We'll try this. It could be this. It could be that. It could be this. I just want them to look and figure it out and be done with it.
So there you go. So for Zomers, maybe what's worse is not having a colonoscopy. I've heard, like I said, I've never had it, but I've heard that it really isn't that. It's kind of like getting your wisdom teeth out, people have told me, where you go in, they kind of sedate you slightly. And then when you wake up, it's just, you don't really remember anything. So get that done, folks, in all seriousness. Don't mess around with your health. Jenny, our very own Jenny Brand, is on brand on YouTube, says, the doctor, because it's worse, she says, because far too many times I don't feel very heard and my concerns are overlooked. At least I walk out of the dentist's office with the work done. Well, I've heard that a couple of times today. Thanks, Jenny. Appreciate that. But I think that's a good reminder. Like I say, my doctor, Dr. Don Bach at UW Health, said specifically that he, I don't know if it was a class or a seminar or what he does now, and he asks you before you do it, he has a special software program where he says, is it okay if I record our visit?
Yeah, that's becoming common.
And so he starts that off on the phone. So everything we talk about is recorded. And then I suppose it's all voice tracked. And so the computer then summarizes that and it goes in my file so that he can then reflect on that in future visits. So we can go back and say, we talked about this and this, or at the end of my physical, he reviewed it. Not necessarily, it wasn't from the recording, but just said, okay, we talked about this. We talked about this. We talked about that. Here's what we're going to do. Is there anything else that was on your mind?
Yeah, that's one of the really constructive uses of AI is to listen to your conversation and summarize it so that your doctor can use it and refer back.
Allie listening in Madison.
That's the same one.
Oh, sorry. We already did that one. All right. Very good. I'm sorry. Thank you. Yeah. On dentist is worse unless it's a colonoscopy. I get it. Get it. Nobody wants to necessarily talk about it, but unless you're Somers. No. But it's important stuff. Don't mess around with that because too many and younger people are being diagnosed with colon cancer because they ignore the warning signs and don't go in and have these tests done. If you're able, if they're available, especially if you have health insurance or Obamacare, go in and get this done and have those tough conversations with your healthcare professional. I know it's uncomfortable, but they're sworn to secrecy.
Well, go in and get it done. If you have, you know, reason to.
Well, yeah.
Or are at the age where they recommend it.
Correct. Terry, our very own Terry Barr, watch on YouTube, says, dentists frighten me. Really? Really, Terry? They frighten you? Like the person themselves or the experience of going to a dentist? Because I love going to my dentist. I don't know. I just, they're very friendly. My teeth feel better after I'm done. So I don't know. All right, well, great. That was a great rendition, a great addition. One more.
Well, we didn't give our answers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Zomers, what's worse, dentist or doctor?
I think I'm going to have to say doctor. I like the doctors that I have. found some, like, a couple of specialists and a GP that I really like and, you know, are attentive and listen. But as others have said, especially for women, and as somebody with three sisters, I've seen this happen a lot. They'll bring up something that's wrong, and then the doctor will be like, oh, it's because you're a woman or you're anxious. That's it. It's not real. Yeah, and they, like, they won't listen. And this is, this problem is getting better, but it still is a real issue. And it can be so much harder to find what's wrong when you're considering your entire body. For the dentist, you go in and they look at what's wrong and tell you.
Right.
And most of the time they can just see it. And it's one part of your body. So for me, it's just simpler. And I like that.
I get that. I appreciate that. I like I said, I don't mind going for both. I'm thankful that I have health insurance right now that I can go see both and not have it cost me an arm and a leg. I would say, I guess, if I had to choose one, the experience of the doctor is worse. No offense to any of my physicians, but usually I don't go to the doctor unless I'm truly sick, unless it's for a checkup, where a dentist is a lot more preventative care, cleaning, that type of stuff. So I don't always have a quote-unquote problem when I go see the dentist. More often than not, I have a problem if I'm going to the doctor. So, all right, great edition of What's Worse. More tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour on our What's Worse edition. All right, I want to get to this. It's 45 minutes past the hour or quarter. It's either 45 past 3 or quarter to 4, whichever you prefer. I want to get to this. Christian Yelich, Brewers clinched a playoff spot, thus my October baseball shirt, over the weekend. Their magic number now to win the National League Central down to 8 to get the number one seed and the overall number one seed in Major League Baseball. It's 11. Postseason bye is 6. So 8 gets you the NL Central, the important next step. Christian Yelich on Saturday after the Brewers clinched a playoff spot, they gave a champagne toast. It was not one of the big shake all the bottles, everybody gets wet. It was just a simple toast. After the game, after they got that big comeback win, 9-8 over St. Louis, and Christian Yelich stepped forward and gave this toast to the team from Saturday night.
You should never take the postseason for granted. You know, people play their entire careers and never get to experience it. We've been fortunate here. You know, guys that have been here for a while, we've got to experience it a lot. We haven't accomplished what we want to accomplish, but there's something to be said for being on a postseason team, playing winning baseball. Guys that are doing it for the first time, they realize how hard that is, how much the commitment you have to make to yourself and each other, right? To mentally prepare and physically prepare to go out there and put it on the line every night. And the cool thing about these celebrations, and hopefully we have a bigger one than just this tonight, is you remember that for the rest of your life, right? And you should enjoy it and you should take it in. But it's not the end, right? Like, this team is, we're this kind of team because of how much we care for each other and how we play for each other and how good of friends we are. And we have the opportunity to be friends for life, right? We go and do this whole thing and go where we want to go. Everybody in this room is friends for life. And that starts with the belief. You speak into existence, you see it, you visualize it, you believe that we can do it. We're playing with house money, right? Like Merch said, nobody thought we could do this. Nobody expected us to be here. Everybody thought we were going to have a losing record. Look at us now.
That is Christian Yelich, the de facto captain of the Milwaukee Brewers baseball team after they clinched a playoff spot on Saturday, plus got that come from behind big win Saturday night, 9-8, the Crew did over St. Louis. And Zomers, to watch it and to listen to it as well, that's the real deal. I mean, there's no acting going on, in my opinion. These guys truly care about each other, and they're motivated for all the right reasons.
Yeah, it's remarkable watching a team with such humility and dedication, and they're just all locked in all the time, all for one, one for all.
Yeah, really, really great. They're off today. The Brewers are back in action at AmFam Field on Tuesday, tomorrow night. Pregame show at 6:05. First pitch just after 6:35. You can listen in Richland Center, Oshkosh, and in Hayward on the Brewers Radio Network. Who sang me a goodbye? I have my own version of the Family Von Trapp. We'll play it for you. Not going to miss it after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Hunters, beware what you eat. Wisconsin health officials have issued a new consumption advisory for ducks harvested on Green Bay. Testing shows mallard and wood ducks on the bay are contaminated with toxic PFAS forever chemicals. UW-Madison researchers have linked contamination in the bay to Tyco Fire Products near Marinette. A key research center on the Mississippi River is falling prey to big federal cuts targeting science. The French Island facility, known as an ecosystem research area, produces information on water quality, invasive species, wildlife diseases, and more. Heavy cuts to the program take effect on October 1st and could effectively eliminate more than a century of scientific research. Knowledge is power. Right now on the Defender podcast, $150 million is available to help Wisconsinites upgrade their homes and cut energy use. Learn how to get started at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartman Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board at 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A check of weather by Brittany Merlot. Fabulous. That's what the weather is. Fabulous fall day here in the state of Wisconsin. Going to be nice in the 80s until later on in the week. Little rain coming into the forecast, things cooling down, but all in all, pretty nice. Mike Clemenson with sports. Brewers, as we said, are off today, back in action against the Los Angeles Angels at 6 o'clock for the pregame show of the Brewers Radio Network. Tomorrow, played that cut from Christian Yelich after they clinched the postseason last segment. Our old friend, my former Methodist, United Methodist pastor, Sarah Joe Cheney, thank you very much. Watching this down Facebook in the great state of Missouri, or if you're from there, Missouri, she writes, as a DNA Cardinals fan, you're welcome. It's the Brewers' year. Enjoy. Great speech by Yelich. All true. And she's 100%, when she says DNA, like it's in her. I don't remember the exact year she came to Peace Church. It was 2 or 3 years after the Brewers won the World Series, or the Cardinals beat the Brewers the World Series in 82. And from the pulpit, on one of her first speeches, she was bragging about the fact that she was a Cardinals fan. It did not sit real well. And you start to wonder about somebody like that. Turned out she was fantastic. about everything else. So that's big for Sarah to congratulate Brewers fans. So I appreciate that, Sarah. She does know I became a Packers fan, too. That is true. I'm not sure if that was before or after the football Cardinals left St. Louis.
Well.
But she let's just give her the benefit of the doubt. She did become a Packers fan as well. All right, let's get this in quick. Emmy Awards last night. Biggest applause of the evening when Stephen Colbert came out to do a presentation at the beginning and then won the award for best talk show because he's never won before. And CBS canceled the show earlier this year, going to be done in May. And when they announced that Colbert had won, the room erupted. Here was Stephen Colbert's acceptance speech after winning the Emmy last night.
Sometimes you only truly know how much you love something when you get a sense that you might be losing it. And 10 years later, in September of 2025, my friends, I have never loved my country more desperately. God bless America. Stay strong, be brave, and if the elevator tries to bring you down, go crazy and punch a higher floor.
I love that. When the elevator tries to bring you down, go crazy and punch a higher floor. The ultimate optimist. Really love that about Stephen Colbert. Congratulations. We got time, I think, for the 10-year-old cut. This is one of those, there's some music behind it because one of those I found on Instagram, and I apologize. I don't know who the kid is. Here's the setup. He went to an event in Los Angeles for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and I'm sorry I don't know all the Dodgers. It was one of the famous Dodgers that's sitting there at a meet and greet.
Clayton Kershaw.
Thank you, Zomers. Clayton Kershaw, famous Dodger. And this 10-year-old boy has the chutzpah to go forward, go to the microphone in front of everybody, and says the following, and what he does here, and Kershaw, right? His response is...
Kershaw.
Thank you. Kershaw's response was fantastic. Here is a meet and greet with a 10-year-old boy and the Los Angeles Dodgers.
I want to tell you a quick little story.
Okay.
So, my grandpa loved you. He watched the 1988 series, and he wanted to meet you and Vin Scully one day. So this moment is important to me because I'm meeting you for him.
Oh, wow.
And okay. He was from Redondo Beach, and a little while ago, some years ago, he died from brain cancer.
Sorry about that, buddy.
And, oh my gosh.
Oh, come here, dude. It's great to meet you. Great to meet you. Thanks for telling me. That took a lot of courage to tell me that, so I appreciate that. It was great to meet you. Granddad sounded like an awesome guy. Yeah? Okay, good, buddy. All right. Thanks for coming up. That took a lot of courage, man. That was awesome. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming. All right. Do you have a parent here or anything? Yeah.
I'm just this cameraman, security.
I wanted to play that because it kind of tugs at your heartstrings. I love the fact that this 10-year-old kid has the chutzpah to go up in a room full of adults and be so articulate and tell a hero of his, I'm here for my grandpa that died and couldn't be here. And Crenshaw to have the humility to come around from the table and give the kid a hug and compliment him and say, hey, that took a lot of courage. And then the kid says, thank you for your time. And Crenshaw, are you here with the parents or anybody? Because the kid's all alone in the front of the room. I have my own serenading. You heard Sound of Music, the Van Trapp family? I was with the family Von Ewing yesterday at the Brewers game. Brady Ewing, his family, his dad, a brother-in-law, all these boys. Nothing better than going to a baseball game with kids. And when they let me out at my place here in Madison, all four boys, unannounced, gave me a singing send-off. I said, do that again. I'm going to record it. I asked Brady if it was okay if I played it. So here is how I got serenaded out of the SVUV yesterday in Madison by the brothers Van Ewing.
My God, we'll see you again.
How about that?
What's the perfect goofy kid thing today.
Right? Just all four of them unannounced. Bye, Todd. Eagles. And Brady said they were singing that all the way back to Richland Center.
I bet they were.
But it was fantastic. Four great guys and their two cousins as well. Nothing better than seeing the joy and excitement on a kid's face at a baseball game. That's what it's all about. Hope, everybody. Thank you very much for State Senator Kelda Royce for being here on our announcement for governor, and Dale Schultz as well, talking about civility. Thanks to Zommers, all of you for listening. Maggie Dawn is next. Don't miss it. Until tomorrow, Todd saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, everybody.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with President Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel to discuss Hamas and the remaining 48 hostages.
Our preference, our number one choice, is that this ends through a negotiated settlement where Hamas says we're going to demilitarize, we're no longer going to pose a threat, we're going to disband, we're going to release every single hostage.
The U.S. has once again conducted a deadly strike in international waters. President Trump claimed it was on a Venezuelan vessel illegally transporting drugs. CBS News correspondent Charlie Daggett is at the Pentagon.
In the video posted by the president, a motorboat is floating in the water before being struck. The president called it a drug boat, and the three men aboard, narco-terrorists. CBS's Nancy Cordes asked the president about the strike.
Do you plan to provide proof that these were narco-terrorists who were on their way to the U.S.?
All you have to do is look at the cargo that was